I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road. Joining me, of course, is Jonathan Gold, the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. And since tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo, we thought it would be appropriate and really fun to talk about Mexican food here in LA. Jonathan recalls what the Mexican culinary landscape looked like back in 1984 when he first began his career as a critic.
Some of the places are still around, like, you know, Merrick's, who was the first in town with the fajitas thing, and they're still doing it. Antonio's is still around, which had a slightly more elegant version of the number two dinner, but it was still recognizable from the number two dinner era. There were a couple of Veracruz-style places. There was one in East L.A. There was one across the street from the Helms Bakery building, actually, that did this sort of astonishing chilpachole with the special epazote that the guy brought back from his, you know, village in the region. He really tried to make it like that. The menus were still pretty much the same as everything else, but at least you got the idea that things were moving forward.
What about the real low end? What about tacos?
I'd say the same thing. I mean, you started seeing like ceviche tacos, and all the stands that sold ceviche tacos had the word Colima in there somewhere. And later on, you discover that this was a region and that the region specialized in seafood. And the Colima-style stands didn't necessarily have Colima-style food, but at least there was some attempt.
Where did Border Grill and Rebecca's fit into all of this?
Well, there was this sense that Mexican food was the food of Los Angeles. There started to open some restaurants, mostly on the west side, to reflect this. I mean, the West Beach Cafe, Bruce Barter's restaurant, always had at least a few Mexican dishes on the menu that you could eat with a really nice bottle of Burgundy. And he opened, with his wife, Rebecca, a restaurant called Rebecca's that was really spectacular. It had a giant Frank Gehry octopus.
It was really an amazing place.
That was famous mostly probably for having, you know, a $22 taco de carne asada. And the Border Grill, remember when it opened, wasn't the big fancy place that it became. It was a tiny, grungy little place where the City Cafe had been. They served the kind of things there that they don't serve now. I mean, tongue stew was one of the best things, or they did this grilled tripe dish, I remember, that was just out of this world.
And now there's Rivera.
And now there's Rivera, which is possibly the most ambitious and maybe well-realized Mexican restaurant that there's ever been in the United States. He's just running laps around the cuisine, and it's sort of spectacular to see.
I've been talking to Jonathan Gold about some classic Mexican restaurants right here in L.A. Get a text message with the address of Rivera, what Jonathan called possibly the best Mexican restaurant in the country, sent directly to your cell phone by simply texting the words "good food" to the number 69866. That's "good food" to the number 69866. And don't forget that you can see all of Jonathan's restaurant suggestions, including Rivera, on the Good Food Restaurant Map, which is on the Good Food blog.